Next, a warning about a bank fraud scam aimed at business customers in particular. Paul O'Brien from Bank of Ireland's fraud team is on the line. Paul O'Brien, good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya.
So what does this scam involve?
So very simply, Anya, a customer will get a phone call from someone claiming to be from the bank. The caller will ask the customer to go to a website saying something like, this is for a live chat service or you need to verify your PC. But in reality, clicking a link on that site is going to allow the fraudster to get remote access to the customer's PC. The caller, the fraudster, will try to set up payments on the customer's online banking, and then they'll ask the customer to give them codes from their banking app to approve those payments. So very simply, we're saying to people, if you get a call from someone who asks you to go to a website or to click on a link, hang up. And most importantly, if anyone ever asks you for a code from your online banking app, they're a fraudster. Never, ever share those codes with anyone, even if they say they're from Bank of Ireland.
And business customers in particular are being targeted. Is that right?
Business customers in particular, Anya, yeah. And it's something that we've seen in other countries in the UK and across Europe over the last, probably the last month or so. And it now appears to be targeting business customers in Ireland. As I said, though, the really key thing is if you get a call, just hang up. And if someone asks you for code from your banking app, they're a fraudster, so never share them.
How much money has already been lost here?
Really, Anya, losses can vary on how much a customer has in their account. And a fraudster, unfortunately, will try to take as much as they can. Our priority is no one loses any money. And that's where we're getting out with this alert. And really, we're looking to bring this to the notice of all of our customers this morning, kind of before the business day starts, so they're aware of it and they can protect their accounts.
See, part of the problem here is nobody gets to meet anyone in their bank anymore. They don't know a bank manager anymore. Everything is online. And if somebody rings up and says they're Bank of Ireland, well, you know, you'd be inclined to believe them, wouldn't you?
Sometimes, and that's what the fraudster is depending on. What we've done on this one, Anya, is we've gone out to our business relationship managers who would have direct relationships with all of our customers, and we're sharing the information with them, and in turn, they're getting in touch with the customers that they manage and deal with on a day-to-day basis just to share it. But look, I suppose the purpose of trying to get that the press release out and trying to speak to people on your program is just to make sure that people are aware of it. And as I said, that they realise that particularly the codes from your banking app are only to set up payments or make payments. So if someone asks you for them, they're a fraudster.
So whatever, you know, however plausible they sound, you never do your bank codes to anyone over the phone. The chances
Absolutely.
Of catching these perpetrators, Paul?
Working on you with law enforcement in Ireland, again, further afield, it is organised crime. The Gardaí would be in a much better position to tell you about the likelihood of catching them, but we are certainly sharing all the available information and we'll work with the Gardaí on it.
Paul O'Brien from the Bank of Ireland fraud team, thank you. It's 27 minutes past 7.